This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. There are lots of pollinators, although bees get the buzz, as well they should, as they're the most efficient pollinators. Honeybees in particular, because they can be packed up and carted to commercial growers to pollinate, for instance, almond trees in California. But nearly everything is a pollinator to a certain degree. Butterflies are probably next on the list, though inadvertent pollinators, they carry the pollen on their legs and bodies as they feed on the nectar of flowers. Birds, beetles, and even bats are pollinators. But what about the plants that attract them? I have quite the list on GardenBite.com. I had one person ask me, what are the easiest to grow? Those would be the native plants. There are some superstars among them. Liatris, also called Blazing Star, and Agastache are two. They have long bloom periods and are major attractors for bees and butterflies. One plant I want to mention for the Great Lakes area and any sandy location is the wild lupin. This is a superstar as it's the only host plant of the Karner blue butterfly, which is on the endangered list. If you have a chance to plant this plant, do it. It will do well in sun to part shade and well-drained soil, particularly sandy soil. That's why you'll see it so profusely around Lake Superior. I have pictures and more information on GardenBite.com. Other standouts include New England aster. It's in my butterfly garden, along with Liatris. Milkweed, of which there are several to choose from, are also wonderful plants, although I'll add that common milkweed can be invasive. Check out GardenBite.com for pictures and more. Back by popular demand, Creekside Soils Wonder Blend Supreme Gardener's Mix. This 100% composted manure blend is ready to use and perfect for your vegetables, annuals, and perennials. With a neutral pH and a slow-release fertilizer, all you do is add water. Supreme Gardener's Mix from Creekside Soils. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.